Hey guys, we have a big step being taken here down in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in a case that has major ramifications nationwide. Remember, it's been about 2 years now, when Texas passed their suppressor freedom law. I think they actually entitled it the Silencer Freedom Act. And what that law did was initially said that if Texans make their own suppressor and it will never be used in interstate commerce, which is where the government thinks they get all their power from, then they shouldn't have to pay that $200 NFA tax because it's going to be made by Texans, stay in Texas for non-commercial private use. And part of that law required the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, to seek an answer from the government. So they filed a lawsuit. Ken Paxton is suing the ATF, Stephen Dettelbach named in the suit, to challenge the requirement that people have to beg for permission from the ATF in order to have a homemade suppressor. Now, the suppressor laws under the NFA for homemades are odd. You have to beg for approval, spend $200, and then you really can't make it until you have the serial number and it's registered in the NFA. It's just a pain. So Texas has filed suit. Now, when the first time it was heard was in the district court. And the district court judge, for whatever reason, said that Texas and the individuals named in the case, they didn't have standing, which is a federal court's way of saying you can't bring this lawsuit because you have no say in this. You have no standing. You have no injuries in this. Well, the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals three-judge panel has scheduled this challenge for hearing on whether Texas or these individuals have standing for this Thursday, May 1st at 9 a.m. in New Orleans. If you're interested in this, I will cover that hearing live. It's 20 minutes per side. It won't be long. But I think this is going to be huge because the fact that the three-judge panel even scheduled this hearing says that they're taking Texas's challenge serious. And they're going to decide whether they have standing. If they're found to have standing, then the lawsuit continues. If they're found to not have standing, well, then the ATF scores a win, which they shouldn't have. Now, we know the three judges that will be on the panel as well. I gotta look at my notes because they're on the table rather than on the screen like I planned. Judge Edith H. Jones, who is a Ronald Reagan-appointed judge. She's been around since 1985 in the Fifth Circuit. Judge Edith Brown Clement was appointed by George H.W. Bush in 91, and Judge Corey T. Wilson, who was appointed by Donald J. Trump in 2020. Now, like I said, the main issue before them, there are a couple questions I'll tell you, but the main question is, do Texas and these individuals have standing in the case? In other words, for Texas, does Texas have a vested interest in the freedoms of the citizens of the state? And do Texans have a legitimate injury when they have to take this long process and pay $200 to the federal government to bear arms? Those are the main questions of this case. And other federal courts across the land have said that any denial of a constitutional right constitutes an injury. So let's see what the Fifth Circuit says. I will have it live on my channel Thursday. We'll cover this live. It won't take long. If you're interested, you can maybe take a break from work and get the whole thing in. But I look forward to what these judges say, because Texas has this law in the books. Kansas has a law similar, and other states might jump on board, which would lead to the removal of suppressors from the NFA, basically. So let me know what you think down below. Please subscribe to the channel to stay in the know. Hit the bell icon so that you're notified of when I put out new content. I'll go live, and have a phenomenal day. Take care.